I
Yeah.
think because I started talking to some other young women about it, and they were like, Auntie, the problem is that I don't think that I can find someone who fits my physical ideal, but who also has the spiritual grounding that I need. I said, oh, sis, you want a thug and a thobe.
This
And
is it now. This
she
is it.
started
This is
laughing. I said, but it's true, right? I said, you want a brother with some swag, who can wear a thobe with some tin,
Oh no.
like his
Poor
beard is
guys, man.
glistening.
I feel sorry for the brothers now.
He's got a little swag. And I'm like, you can have that, right? You can have that, but you have to be honest with yourself that that's what you want. You have to be honest with yourself that you want someone who looks a certain way and has a certain level of comportment, how he carries
Finesse.
himself, who's also finesse, who's also spiritual. You have to think about what comes with that, right?
Thank
What comes
you.
with someone who acts like that, but also don't be afraid. Is it the looks that you want, or is it that presence that you want? I really, and this is why I push people to challenge, where's your desire coming from? Right? Is this desire chosen for you? Do you really want a thug and a thobe, or is that what society tells you that you want? Is that what society tells you is sexy? Because we talked about women and sexiness. We didn't talk about men and sexiness, right?
Oh,
Well,
please
I don't want a
speak to
cornball dude.
this.
Oh, auntie, I don't want a cornball dude. I said, well, what's a cornball dude? I don't want no
Oh.
quiet, nerdy kind of dude. I said, girl, those are the freaky ones. She said, oh, auntie, you can't say that. I said, but I can. I said, but I can. Because I've lived long enough to know. And men talk to me. Men are comfortable sharing and talking to me. I said, men put up a performance just like women put up a performance. So that man that you think has that swag and has that, he's super cool, he could be extremely self-conscious. He could have very low self-esteem. That
Very
quiet brother,
performative.
very performative. That quiet brother who is very studious. He's handsome, like you. And I've had sisters say, there was a couple. They wound up getting married, and she said, Auntie, if we hadn't talked to you, I never would have married him because he wasn't my
So
type.
hard.
He
See?
looked, she said, he's handsome, but he wasn't my type. He was too quiet. He was too this is he's too that. I said, so how is he now? She's like, well, he defied my expectations. But this is because our desires that we think come from us, a lot of times these are scripted. It's part of the programming,
It
isn't
is 100%. I am with you 100%. Definitely. I think, and this is a reminder really to all, especially the younger sisters out there, brothers too, if this is you, but just do be careful of that type and that list of, like you said, you want the thug on one side and he needs to be Hafidh of Quran, so I have to have both. Just be careful. I think, subhanAllah, I had this kind of revelation when I thought to myself, if I was somebody coming up in today's times, right? Because I got married at 22 a long time ago, alhamdulillah. And my husband was introduced to me by a mutual friend at university, and we spoke on the phone initially, and we hit it off right away. And I knew I wanted to get married, and I had already had a few meetings with some brothers who did not quite fit the bill. So when I spoke to him, I was already like, oh wow, we got along really well. And then we had the meeting at the masjid, and I saw him and he smiled, and immediately my heart became like calm, because up until that point I'd been like worried, like what if I see him and he's butters, what if I see him and it's like he just does not fit the bill, blah blah blah. I didn't have a type in my head, but obviously I'd come from Jahiliyyah, so there was that. But I saw him and he smiled, and immediately I had this kind of sense of calm. When we sat down to talk, it went really well. And so I used to tell this story where we parted ways, and he went his way and I went my way. And then when he rang afterwards, I said something like, it went really well, didn't it? Like basically like we're doing this. He was like, okay. And I was like, yeah, you like me, like come on, like this is a thing. But my point is, if I was coming up in today's society, if it was on a dating app, for example, right, or a matrimonial app, or I just had all the programming that we have now, I think I would have swiped left on him, because again, wasn't the type. He wasn't 6 foot, certainly not 6 foot 2 or anything like that. He didn't fit that frame. He certainly wasn't a thug and a thobe or anything like that. But when I look at it, I think, imagine if I had, if it had been a situation where I had swipe left on him. Everything that happened afterwards, none of it would have happened. The 15 years of marriage, the 5 children, the amazing times, like none of that would have happened if I had judged him according to an ideal type that I had in my head. And I think I just share this, guys, as a reminder, really, for everybody to understand that, like you said, that type in your head, that ideal, is not just something that's innate. It's not something that's coming only from within you. It's a culmination of things, of the programming, of what you've read, of what other people think, and all of these other things. So I guess what I'm saying is, like, don't hold on to it too tightly, because you could miss out on a really, really good thing.
You really can. And you know, and I know brothers who are like that thug in a thobe kind of ideal, and it's performance. They're very, you know, they put on this performance to have a certain level of cool that they don't really have. And other men can pick it out. Other men, you know, can say, no, he's not really who you think he is. And I think that that's why we also have to give each other grace. Mm-hmm. We have to give each other grace. And we really have to go in when it comes to seeking out partners as a community, not just as a single person. I always mm-hmm. tell women, have your homegirls met him? Have you introduced him to your cousin, you know, your male cousin, the one who's a little crazy? Introduce him to him and see what he says, right? You know, for brothers too, has she met your sisters? You know, has she come around your mom? Because you have on one side, you have this, you know, brother who's like, you know, out there, just very swagged out, whatever. And then you have on the sister side, you have the IG model in a hijab mm-hmm, kind of sister, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and she's all of these things, also suffering from a lot of self-esteem, but she has brothers all in her DMs and things like that.
100%.
You know, give each other grace, but also approach the marriage process not from one extreme or the other. So it's not just the studious, pious brother or sister, and it's not just the one who fulfills all of my, you know, social media led, you know, desirability mm-hmm. characteristics. How can I find someone who's going to make my heart smile when they smile at me? Because I felt the same way when I first met my husband. Now, I'm 5'11", child of my husband. He's 5'8". He 5'8" on his tall days, but I think he might be 5'7". You know, that's what he said. He say 5'8". But mashallah, we've been married for 17 years, you know. And I would have, in if I were 23, I wouldn't have talked to him. Mm-hmm. Because I wouldn't have been smart enough to say, this person could be my destiny. So that's another thing. And when I looked at him, I had to think about, too, this is a good brother, but also, do I have a level of desire to want to know more from a carnal level? And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I think that's okay. And there's a halal way to do it. I think that's what yeah. scares people. They're worried.
I think what I really liked in those questions that you asked yourself was like the curiosity element, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of people nowadays, we discount people right off the bat. You didn't yep. tick this box. That's it. I don't want to know anymore. Right. I'm not mm-hmm. interested, because you're not this, you're not that, you don't have this, you don't have that, you don't have this. And mm-hmm. I think if you have, like you said, an inkling, you know, firstly, Aslan, it's a good person. Okay. There's a good person there that's come to you, but you have an inkling of, like you said, something that is, that you want to know more about, right? Maybe allowing yourself to be curious enough to not make prejudgments, to not assume that he's not a fit because, well, he doesn't have this, and because he doesn't have that, and well, and when I asked him this question, he gave the wrong answer, so it's not a fit. But anyway, may Allah help us all through this process, you know, subhanAllah.
I always tell sisters, like, sis, you know, you might be blocking your blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's not the right height, because he's not the right complexion, because his hair is not right, because his beard doesn't connect. You know, sometimes brothers, the beard, it looks like, you know how ground beef, when you make ground beef.
African brothers, mashallah. In Southern Africa, all the men have got the little. Listen,
they got the little chip, and then, you know, it, here is good. Like from the chin, they're good, but it's just it's up here. And I'm like, sis, just look past that. Because people look at my husband, they're like, oh, mashallah, you know, Brother Muhammad is this and he's that. I'm like, but this takes time. You're seeing me and him after 17 years. You should have seen us at 17 months, at 17 days, at a year and 7 months. It doesn't look like this. And that's, I think, the level of permanence of commitment is something that we're also afraid of, too.
Yeah.
100%. We're afraid of because we, you know, as Muslims, even we don't have a problem getting married, but sometimes we have a problem staying in marriages.